There is still limitations on West Coast capacity, and I think that should keep a reasonably stable East Coast demand. But I think there will be some changes over time, and having some of that East Coast demand service out of the West Coast, I think will happen. It's happening this year, and I think it will happen in the future. My feeling is that there's a base demand there of durum and quality wheat that will stay at the East Coast. It may not be as large as some of the quantities the Wheat Board's been doing over the last few years, but I'm thinking in the order of 75% to 80% should stay there. I think you're going to find that there's going to be some additional quantities moving down through the Gulf. Some of the larger players have facilities there, and they don't have facilities, I'm thinking larger world players, not Canadian players, have facilities in the Gulf and have facilities in the PNW. So I think you're going to see some flows of grain going south that we didn't see before, which is going to impact some of that movement. So I guess my long-term thoughts, and certainly everybody can have different projections, but I think there's 75-80% of that demand that'll stay there in the East Coast infrastructure, but you may see 20-25% either moving west or south as time develops here.